The government says that all passengers must now remove their shoes during airport security screening again. That requirement was back in force yesterday as part of modified rules on what travelers can carry onto airplanes. All of this follows the discovery of an alleged plot to blow up airliners en route from Britain to the United States. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The Transportation Security Administration had originally banned most liquids on flights inside the U.S. and those leaving this country. The exceptions were breast milk, baby formula, and prescription medicine. Yesterday, it modified the rules. TSA spokesman Christopher White says the ban on all liquids has been eased a bit.
Liquids that are non-prescription medicine that do not exceed 4 ounces will now be allowed. In addition, liquids or gels for diabetics that do not exceed 8 ounces will be allowed.
White says the TSA believes that the changes will make it easier for passengers to navigate checkpoints knowing exactly what they can carry, and also that it can safely allow such small amounts of liquid without decreasing security. Gel deodorant is still prohibited, but solid sticks are not. The same goes for liquid versus solid lip gloss. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said yesterday he doesn't think there needs to be a total ban on carry-on baggage because the restrictions on liquids and the extra training given to screeners means passengers can be protected without stopping them from bringing anything on the plane. But he told NBC's Meet the Press the threat of an attack on airlines remains.
And we've only been a couple of days since we have the takedown. We have a lot of material to go through. So until we've completely got our arms around this, we're going to assume that we have to keep looking to flesh out this scheme.
Chertoff says the U.S. should consider changing its laws to allow quicker action in possible terror cases and the detention of suspects for longer periods. A new British law allows the government there to hold terror suspects for up to 28 days without charge. Chertoff told ABC's This Week the flexibility of British law helped the investigation into this alleged plot.
I don't think there's any specific authority I would suggest we need now, but I certainly think preserving the maximum flexibility in surveillance of transactions and communications is going to continue to be a critical element if we're going to prevent these attacks.
Chertoff said despite the easing of carry-on restrictions, heightened airport security would remain in place. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.